Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL ITV, also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Dr. Lance Hatch. He is the superintendent of the Carbon School District, and it is right around the corner. It's time to start talking about school. Dr. Hatch, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Let's talk about it. What are we, a week and a half, basically?
Yeah, well, school starts on the 19th, Monday the 19th. We're really excited to have the kids come in. You know, we exist to serve students, and when they're not around, it's pretty boring. So we're excited. We can't wait for them to show up and get going.
You just don't know what to do with yourselves, do you?
That's right.
All right, let's talk about some of the things that are going on around the district this year. First and foremost, let's talk about stuff that happened last year. You said you had some reading scores that you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, we really focused on reading and changed our approach to how we go about helping students to improve their reading. We knew we needed to do something that would really accelerate their improvement rapidly. And that's exactly what we saw. Just a couple examples in first grade. The previous year, they ended with 31% of the students reading at grade level, and ended this last year with 66% reading at level, and that's incredible. That's 89 students who, if we would have stayed the same, wouldn't be reading at level that are now.
And you know, I can't remember if it was you and I that talked about it the last time you were in, or one of the principals that talked about how important reading is to everything. It's important in science, it's important in history and math and everything like that. And once they're on that reading level, then A, you don't have to go back and relearn, but they can really work on independently and do things on their own too.
That's right, and we see it as the tide that lifts all the boats. You know, all the other boats that we have out there that we want to see students learn and achieve, they all float on that tide of reading. So it's just so critical, and we're excited about the progress. We're seeing that kind of growth in our students. We're just going to build on that. We expect to see even better this coming year. We're getting better at it.
Just keep going and going.
Yeah.
All right, and that, like I said, that's exciting stuff, really. It is, because when you can especially have a marked notice of, you know, look what they did last year, and carry that on through this year as well.
Right.
Perfect. Now, you said that we need to talk about the baseball fields at the high school. What's going on with those?
Yeah, just a little update. We're, you know, it's been quite a project. The baseball field, slap down some grass and put up some fences and you're good to go. But it's a lot more involved than that. We had water issues we had to figure out how to deal with, and literally had to basically move a mountain to get this done. And we're just excited to see it take place. Sod is being placed on there this week, and it's starting to look like a baseball field. We just encourage people to go by and take a look. And you know, our baseball team, for the first time, will have some home games. First time in a long time, we'll have home games this coming spring, and we're excited.
Well, I mean, we took a look at it the other day. We were up there talking to some of the high school football players and saw some of the work that's going on down there. And, yeah, you've moved a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
So it looks great. We'll take a look at it and see what, once they get the grass in. And like you said, it'll start looking like a baseball field.
That's right. And, yeah, we see progress on a daily basis out there. So
perfect. Another thing we needed to touch on is the football field at Mont Harmon.
The Mont Harmon football field was in really rough shape. You know, I walked out through there last year and the year before, I was thinking to myself, if I personally ran across that field, I would turn my ankle, guaranteed. So anyway, it was really rough, but this project's been great. I believe they're laying sod this week. We can't play on it, can't practice on it until next spring as well, but we're really excited. It's going to look great. It's going to be a great improvement there.
Very good. Now, was there anything else we needed to touch on? School starts on the 19th, you said.
School starts on the 19th. I did want to mention that there's a group out there, a cooperation between University of Utah, the Gardner Institute, and USU Eastern, and all of the municipalities in Carbon and Emery counties are all working together on something called the Coal Country Strike Team. And the whole purpose there is to try and figure out how we can revitalize the economy in the area. And we were awarded $25,000 from that group to implement information technology career pathway in our high school. So we were already planning on doing that, but the money really is going to help us a lot in order to get our teacher the right certifications, get the equipment that we need to get that really up and running quickly. So we're excited about that. It's been that was a great thing.
So it sounds like a lot of new technology is on its way to Carbon High School.
That's right, and the courses that you know kids will be able to take that will allow them to leave high school with a industry recognized certificate to be able to work on networks and computer repair. It's a pretty exciting program.
Very cool. We'll follow that one throughout the year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, Superintendent, I think it's time for you to go and get ready to play with kids.
That's right. Can't wait.
They're getting ready. I know mine is just really excited to go back for her senior year, so. But it's, you know what, it's that time of year, and I think they do enjoy it, and the school district does some really great things. And get out there and be involved in the school district. Be involved with your kids. Be in the PTA. Go volunteer at your kids' schools. Just make yourself available, really, is what I think the most important thing is.
Right, we do. I mean, the schools are going. You're going to have opportunities as parents to nominate yourselves to be a part of things like school community council, and that's going to be coming up right away for most of the schools. So we encourage everybody to get involved.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in today. And you know, even though it seems so far ways away, it won't be long, and you'll be back in here, and we'll be talking about wrapping up the school year.
I know, it won't be long. It seems like we blink, and it's there.
And it's so. Over. So thanks for stopping in this morning, and good luck, and have a great school year.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.